Did you want to share?
You don't want my hair.
No, I would, actually, really.
I was totally unmoved.
Okay. And because the... Nothing to do with the craft of it, or because...
No, the craft was beautiful. It was beautiful, but didn't move me at all. Didn't like the story. I thought it was pointless. Great acting, though.
Great acting. Pointless. Okay.
Yeah. Don't do it.
Okay.
I really didn't want my...
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
Tell me your name.
Jim.
Jim.
Yeah. Is that good enough?
That's good enough.
Okay, good.
So, anything that comes to mind...
Well, the score was amazing, really. I mean, as much of a performance by the score as by Daniel Day-Lewis. I mean, I was as impressed by the score at several different points as I was by Daniel Day-Lewis at several different points, which is really amazing because, you know, it's not just because I'm a fan of Radiohead. I mean, where did this guy, Johnny Greenwood, come out of? I mean, he had one movie before, as far as I know, that he scored, but it was more like a Kayanastoski type thing called Body Song, and I didn't even remember. Body Song is what the name of it is. But
how long ago?
Oh, geez, 3-4 years ago.
Okay.
But to think that he was doing this during their last hiatus, and it was just pitch perfect. It was wonderful. I mean, all the clanking and the intensity of it. I mean, even in parts where you wouldn't think the score should have been that intense, right. It just kept your interest, kept you riveted, for sure.
What about the general feeling you got from the film, apart from what the...
I was telling him it was very much like seeing a Kubrick film that I never had a chance. I mean, I saw Eyes Wide Shut, but really didn't get a chance to appreciate that. I felt like that was a flawed film. I think this was a perfect film, as perfect as a film of this type could be. It was note perfect, pitch perfect.
Right.
And it felt very Kubrick-esque, especially with the last scene there. It was like The Shining or something like that. And the way that it cut to the, you know, old school, everything. I mean, the title card comes up first, and just instantly, and then it's gone. It was just, everything was classic.
Yeah.
Really well done.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I mean, you know, should trump everything else. I can't imagine a better film that's going to come out this year.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Any thoughts yourself?
Fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah. It was great. It's like, you need patience with it. It's like reading a book, but it's great.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Guys, have any reactions? Anything stands out for you?
Not really. Just every one of the movies is different. They're all pretty amazing.
You have any kind of...
I watched Entirety. I don't know. I have to let it think. I have to let it start.
Yeah, I know. Movies are sometimes require the next morning over breakfast or something. Yeah.
I understood the imposter brother more than I understood the bludgeoning at the end when the guy was passed out.
Right. Right. Yeah. What about the score, music?
The story?
The musical score. You guys?
I was in the balcony on the upper left. There's a lot of horn I'm not like the best. I thought about the music for a minute or two there.
What about Daniel Day-Lewis?
Oh, he was amazing.
Yeah,
he's always good. But the music I thought was nice. It was subtle. It wasn't like overbearing.
Okay.
I don't think it. Force you to feel anything, you know. It was there. Johnny Greenwood, I've never heard of him before. Does he do a lot of stuff?
One previous film, I think, but I never saw it. I heard that he did one previous one.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still absorbing it pretty much.
Thanks.
Yeah, appreciate it.
The guys that were working to exploit him as he exploited people was a little bit vague.
As to who was the more odious character, you mean? A little
not odious, but just his reaction. the way it carried through. I mean, I understand that he was drunk and he was, like, whatever his ego, like, affected his, he felt threatened when he shouldn't have been, but.
Okay.
It's a little awkward.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what you're looking at.
Just anything you feel.
I wonder if this is a...
Thanks. Can I get a reaction from you guys? Anything you thought? Anything you felt?
Around the time when the brother character comes in, it seems to get a little slow. But overall, I think it's really great. I like the music, so that's great.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty much, yeah. It's a little long in the tooth.
Okay, thanks.
Are you an editor?
I have a column called Hollywood Elsewhere. I'm going to put some of these comments online tonight.
Oh. Can I strike my comment?
What?
I thought I was helping the filmmaker. I don't know. I was like publicly making the statement. I thought you were friends there.
It's just a voice giving a reaction.
Well, all right.
Can I get a reaction? Any kind of gut reaction?
I thought it had some really. It was amazing filmmaking on a lot of levels, but there was one character that took me out of it, and it was unfortunate because I think it had such strong, powerful, potent use of music and non-dialogue sequences. Fantastic.
Yeah.
But the slapstick creature took me out of it, and I think it could have been masterful, and instead...
You mean Paul Dano.
Yeah, the
religious,
young priest boy.
The
zealot. The zealot. I don't know. I haven't read the book, so I don't know how that character is translated in the book, but it disrupted what was riveting and amazing filmmaking. But still, I'm glad I saw it on the big screen. It was really awesome.
Yeah, thanks.
Do you have a reaction? Anything at all?
What was your own reaction? You were ready to leave.
It was intense. I was completely caught up in it. The music was overwhelming, but I felt like that was intentional.
Like what?
Like that was intentional.
Was fantastic. It reminded me of sequences in Kubrick films and sequences. There was a kind of a dissonance to the music, and it really matched with Daniel Day-Lewis's evolution and progression and deterioration. And again, I just saw a missed opportunity with the preacher character. It felt like that could have been a real powerful ingredient, and it took me out. So,
all right. Thanks.
It's all right. I mean, it's a very, you know, well-directed picture, but
yeah.
I mean, I don't see what it's bringing to the table. You know, not like his last film. I mean,
yeah.
Punch Drunk Love was a very expressionistic picture and was very enthusiastic about the form of cinema. And while this had its times of paying tribute to the form of cinema, I don't think that it was as careful or as concerned with the matter as the last picture.
Yeah.
That's just my initial reading of it, though. I still need maybe a crucial second viewing, but whether that opinion would change decisively, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Any thoughts?
I really enjoyed it. I had a different reaction altogether. I just thought... phenomenal performance, and I thought the project was well directed, and thoroughly enjoyed it. 2 hours and 40 minutes of it.
Yeah.
And
good. What did you think of the music?
Oh, the music was
good.
Really terrific.
Yeah.
I mean, it was well, you know, it was considered of its roots and background and influences. You know, even when it was a riff on Ligeti, I thought it was it was still at least well designed. Though I think maybe the mix volume from the projectionist was off. But just an observation.
Unless
I think we're like everybody else. I think we're all still recovering.
All right.
Let me step away.
All right. Can I get a reaction from a...
Well, as I've said a couple of times, I found... what do you want? Like the whole overall reaction?
Your base emotional stunned. Reaction.
Yeah, I would say I felt a little stunned, and actually the ending I felt like it just didn't work for me. It felt too... sense to me. 20 years later, he's going to come back. Mm. But I was also remarking to James and saying that, you know, it's like Daniel Day-Lewis with the wildcatter. Like, he's sort of even when he could have gone with people and head of a corporation, sat on the board, not been involved in the day-to-day, he couldn't do it because his life was striking out his own. And that, to me, seemed very 18th century, and like the Standard Oil is 19th century, and so sort of that, you know, the conquest of California and like the struggle between, are we going to continue homesteading and having agriculture, or are we going to try new things?
Yeah.
So I don't know, that was fascinating, like all this stuff is sort of percolating around, and the whole primal sense of striking oil, being in the earth, they always seem to be getting dirty down into it. Was also, I just found that really fascinating. Also the music, that was really interesting choice. Like, it felt very contemporary, but it totally worked for this piece.
Right.
And you?
I was just saying, somebody that, as a work of art, it's really impressive and really strong, but I don't know if it's a movie. I don't know if it's coherent. I don't quite know how to process it as a story. And like that, you know, there's all these great things in it. There's all this symbolism. There's a primal digging in the earth. It's a transition of centuries. There's a sort of simultaneous critique and celebration of the American character and the American capitalism.
American family.
The
family, and he had a family. It was, you know, we push everyone away.
Yeah. It's like this kind of psycho version of the Music Man. You know, coming around to sell the dream, and he knows it's a sham, and he just doesn't care.
Yeah.
And so much.
Why is he doing it? Is it just like the conquest of land?
Because it's the only thing. Maybe because it's the only thing he knows how to do.
Yeah.
I kept on thinking about the phrase. You know, this is a movie about the cost of profit, about what it costs to do and attain and make money, and whether or not it's worth it. And at the same time, you know, if you don't have oil, where's civilization? If you don't dig roads, if you don't pull out oil out of the ground with back-breaking effort, man.
Yeah.
It's a movie that I'm going to be thinking about for a long-ass time. That's great.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Let me talk.
Yeah. Takes a while to sink in. I mean, it dealt with a lot, and we'll have to figure out what it was dealing with. But it was overall, I liked it. I think it was good.
I would say it was intense. It was lengthy. It was very detailed in its approach. But overall, good. Quite descriptive. Daniel Day-Lewis was great.
Hey, it's one of these movies that plays a little cleaner and comes through stronger the second time. Misanthropic, utterly lacking in the spirit, his life, and yet somehow having digested that, seeing it a second time, I just respect it and admire it more than I did the first time.
You know, it's funny because as he was, something that was, you were drawn to him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was very well. Let's see what happens. I'll have to see it again. We'll see you again soon, okay?
Take care.
$7 is a lot of money right there.
Take care.
You guys just come out of the film?
Yeah.
Could I get a reaction after you guys had any guts? Really good.
Really good.
Compared to all his other films, did you think it was the best one and one of the better ones?
Can't really decide.
Yeah, you can't really compare it to the other ones because they're pretty different. But it's really good.
What'd you think of Lewis?
He was great.
Definitely made the movie.
Yeah.
And did a great job, great performance.
I would be insulted if he didn't win any sort of prize.
So you see somebody tomorrow over breakfast, and you slept on it, and they're going to say, hey, that's pretty, I hear you saw it last night. What'd you think? I mean, you would say,
yeah,
should I see it?
I'd say, hell yeah, I'll fucking see it.
Yeah.
Did you see it? Jeffrey Wells?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah, it was tremendous. Really, I think it's his best film. And Daniel Day-Lewis is just tremendous. Really amazing. Great job. Highly recommended.
What'd you think of the last scene?
Oh, it was... Tour de force, say the least.
Yeah,
it was really incredible.
Yeah.
And very old films, a lot like a Kubrick film, I thought. Three clear acts.
Yes.
But very intense.
It's a very, very tightly controlled, very precise film. I think the second time for me was. It really makes a different impression the second time. Which is to say that once you digest it the first time, which is always for me the emotional, the human, the personal, the emotional. And then the second time you see more of the, you can appreciate how, at least I could, how much more precise and really, really well carved out it is. See it? Excuse me? Did you see it at all?
Yes, I did.
Can you tell me your reaction? And you got reacted
to my son. Very powerful. Very powerful. It reminded me especially the first half an hour of Giant somewhat. James Dean doing all that work.
Yeah.
You know. And also the son with the girl and they end up getting, you know, married.
Mm.
It was an interesting character study, you know, the three of them, I guess, him, his son, and the, you know, and the preacher. Like, you know, my son pointed out, it reminded a lot of 2001, especially the first half hour or so. With that weird kind of off-key music, you know, in the landscape.
Right.
And it would normally seem inappropriate for that kind of film, but he made it work, you know, I thought.
That whole first section of the dialogue was...
Yeah, amazing.
Yes.
That's really different, even today. No titles at all or anything.
Well, that first title, but There Will Be Blood.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, before the picture.
But no, that's it. Yeah.
Right.
Right. Oh. Good. What's your name?
I was there.
Hey, Jeff.
Dale Coleman.
Nice to meet you.
And you?
Jeffrey Wells. Hi. I just came up from Los Angeles today, just to see, you know, get
I read your website.
Oh, great.
He's a fanatic.
Oh, thank you. That's good. Well, I'll put some of this on the site tonight.
Thank you. I'll look forward to it.
Yeah. All right. Nice talking to you.
Nice idea.
Very well photographed, too.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Very sharp, very good contrast.
Yeah.
Sort of Noirish, you know, a lot of it.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. Did I get any reactions from anybody? Any thoughts that you guys had? Anything at all that comes to mind?
I gotta think about it, I think. I don't know.
It's one of those next fall, the morning after movies. Where
I know.
3.5 hours will need us that much time to.
No, it's 2 hours and 38 minutes.
Oh, whoops.
Oh, you missed one with that film.
I can't. I
what
have
are you
to
recording
about
this
it
for, if you don't mind me asking?
Just for an online column that I do called Hollywood Elsewhere.
Hollywood Elsewhere.
Yeah.
Is it a podcast?
Well, I'm just going to put it up. Yeah, certain portions.
Steve Yamane. I don't know.
Everybody's just a voice. Nobody's being, you know.
Don't feel comfortable.
So you guys didn't have any particularly strong reactions, or no?
We're reluctant to talk into it.
I hear you. Okay. That's cool. That's fine. All right. Thanks very much.
Sure.
Take care.
I'm actually kind of darkly.
Oh, can I get a reaction from anybody? Any kind of thought that you might have had?
By the way, hi Jeff. We're all from Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, yeah. Good to see you.
How you doing? Oh, will you take a picture of us?
Yeah, I'll take a picture of you guys. Sure.
Cool. I wanted to take a picture of the class. I get very little. Thanks.
So what do Rotten Tomatoes think?
God. Alex, you met Jeffrey?
No.
And Alex is another one of our editors. Give him your impression of the movie.
It's pretty good. Good music.
Yeah.
Fair amount of blood. Not enough boobs.
Not enough boobs. Were there any boobs at all?
There weren't any at all.
Were there any women?
There's a little girl.
The little girl.
Yeah.
So there was like one woman, and that's about it.
At one point, Paul Dano says you have abandoned your son and you've lusted after women, but we didn't see the lusting after the women part.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's when you knew you couldn't trust him, you know? Because that's when you knew you couldn't trust Paul Dano, because he was going off in his own world.
Yeah.
Off about stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, he was great.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. No thoughts?
Great performances, great cinematography, great music, a bit slow moving at times, seemed a bit long, but it's one of those movies that I will be thinking about for the next few days, just one of those movies, and in a few days I'll probably think to myself that this was a really great movie. Mm-hmm. Now I'm just sort of absorbing it all.
Yeah.
Digesting. 4-star, rock'em, sock'em, edger seat thriller. Don't miss it!